Blog Talk Radio.
Control, man. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls. This is your captain with no name speaking, and I'm here to rock your world with a tale that will soon be classic about a woman you already know. No prostitute she, but the mayor of your brain, pussy control.
That's awesome.
I love that song.
Snow!
What's up, Jen Dart?
Man, not a whole lot. It's actually kind of, yeah, I just woke up from a nap, so.
You're a little off. A little off.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying not to be, but I totally am.
I've been up to naughty things, so it's really good.
Right, she's been up to naughty things.
I've got a nice glow about me.
I bet you do. I bet you do.
Before we get distracted by sex, because that's what we always do. It's May 15th, 2012, the day what comes out, ladies and gentlemen? Tinder.
Hold on. What came out today?
Yeah.
Diablo 3.
Yeah, derp. Yeah, even though thank you. It's chat room. Diablo 3 came out, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, we need to pull in our third. I don't know if you saw
that.
Is
she here?
Yeah, she said pull her in.
She poked me. She poked me. Hold on. I like it when she poked me. Hang on. All right, she should be coming in now. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, ladies.
There you are.
What's up?
There we are. Now we're complete.
Man.
Let me stop. Let me do the intro. Hold on.
Ah.
It's crap. I forgot where was I. Anyway, it's time for Fashionista, which we are your Pixel Fashionistas, the baddest bitches up in virtual fashion. I'm Snow White. Yeah.
Yay, we love our snow.
I'm in such a good mood right now. All right, so I'm Snow White.
We got a caller?
Yes, we do. He's going to have to hold on a minute. And then we also have Corey / Gaming Matrix, who showed up fashionably late. You see what I did there? Fashionably.
Word.
He showed up fashionably late. She's eating something and not sharing.
I know, right?
Dude, I haven't eaten since this morning. I gotta eat.
Chow down then, girl. Chow down. We can't get you. Have you getting too skinny, because we had that conversation, didn't we?
Yeah, I'm already in trouble for being too skinny. Word.
I know. Word. Then we have the baby of the family, who's
Yay!
My slut.
Your little slut.
My name branded on her ass cheek. Miss Ginger Ross. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I am so off, and I admit it. I'm trying not. Ooh, Blog Talk. Stop talking in my ear. There we go.
She is a little off, and Corey's a little off, and I'm just like, hey, what's up?
Hey, what's how you doing?
How you
doing? Is the chat room open?
It is open, yes. Do not come in under the host. Come in under co-host, because I'm in the host today.
Uh-oh.
Did you just kick me out?
I think I did. I'm sorry.
All right. Let me go ahead and pull in our caller.
No. I'm all right. I got it.
Let me pull in our caller. All right. Hold on. Hello, and you have reached Gamer Girls Radio. Who is this? Like, I don't know who this is. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Did you go all up in the high register?
She went up in the high register, and I was like, well, hi.
That's no thank you, for those of you that don't know.
Evening, awesome. Ladies.
Yep. Hello.
Have all three of us stuttering over here. That's nice.
I think I'm blushing. All right.
So cute.
So no, thank you. Do you have anything you wanted to share with us today? Nothing bad.
No. No, no. Just a faithful listener.
Aww. See, that's awesome.
That is.
I'll contribute from here and there.
Mm-hmm. Aww. Yes. He actually, we met a long, long, long time ago in Second Life. And stopped talking for a little bit, and he still was listening, even when we didn't talk.
So what does it have to do with clothes, is what I want to know.
I don't know.
I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Because I am a fashionista myself.
He actually is a fashionista. He actually told me to wear to get some nice boots and nice shoes. And
we've got to come up with a term for the guys that like their clothes.
I know.
Metronista don't work. Metronista, metrosexualista.
How about I like Metronista. Metronista works.
Where are you shopping for pants, for mesh pants? Are you shopping for mesh pants yet?
Who?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
The last ones I got were at Redgrave.
Redgrave. And you actually got mesh pants from there. Are they fitting you
yep.
all right? Because I noticed most of the mesh pants that I've been getting, they got the big gap in the leg. How about...
That's not the problem with your pants. That's the problem with your legs.
No, it's not. I swear.
Oh, she made it too easy.
She did make it too easy.
I know, right?
Honey, that's because you're a slut, and you know.
Sluts don't get paid, so I at least get shoes out of it.
Oh, well, then you're a whore. That's awesome. All right,
yeah. Hey, gotta work.
That's
all right, no, thank you. We have to get on with the show now that you totally derailed me. Absolutely.
Ditzrailed. I like that one.
Ditzrailed. Yeah, that's a combination. I'm stuttering.
Oh, do you see this? So cute. Let me write this down.
It's hilarious. I am laughing. This is great.
Bronista. I like that better. You're a Bronista. All right.
Bronista. All right, there we go. We can do bronies.
Hey, thank you for calling
all
in.
Right.
No, thank you, and thank you for making me blush.
My pleasure.
Bye. Great. Anyway.
Aw, that's so cute.
Oh, that is sticking in right there. That is sticking in. And the thing is, I know all of the undercurrent going on all behind that there. I'm just going to run it down for you after the show. There's no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Is it bad? I don't want to hear it if it's bad.
I'm going to eat my pasta and mind my business. Will I show
up? Is it bad? Oh, no. We're going to
let y'all know I have some lovely garden fresh pasta with some ground turkey and some stuff like that. Anyway. I'm going
to
leave it at
anyway,
that.
Anyway, so back to the show. Oh, now I'm all right.
But no, seriously, the mesh jeans are pissing me off. I found one pair of them.
I haven't found any mesh jeans anywhere, but I have found some badass mesh boots over up in Slink.
Oh, yes, Slink has some very nice ones. No, Opium released some menu-driven mesh pants. And I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. It came with two sizes, regular and curvy. But I want to say they are using the new alpha that morphs your body. So it morphs the actual clothes closer to your body because these don't make my legs look like bow legs, for one,
yeah.
Because my avatar is not bow-legged. And for two, it fits. I mean, like, it fit the curve of my ass, and it fit the curve of my hips, and, oh, it was nice. I was like, oh, those are hot. I'm going to have to get those.
Well, the shoes I love, and I actually went to, talking about stuff that's mesh, I went to Wasabi Pills because I wanted to try their new mesh hair.
Uh-huh.
And they made it a little better. They made it, you know how I said that before, it was too far up off of my body, and
yes.
It didn't matter how I arranged my body or changed my body stuff, it just didn't work. They fixed their hair now to where it actually lays a little closer to your body, so it looks a little more natural. I like their hair now. Their textures can still use some work. They could use
yeah.
better textures.
Yeah.
But,
unfortunately, it looks like Play-Doh to me in a way.
It does kind of, but, you know, it's probably one of the better mesh hairs I've seen. I cannot stand Truth mesh hair. It always fucks up for me. I've never been able to get it to work, even with the alphas. I wear everything in the frickin' folder, and it still does not work.
Yeah. A lot with the mesh hair, at least, it seems to be hit or miss.
Okay. Did we ever have our show where we were supposed to tell people where not to shop? That was supposed to be, like, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, I don't think we
totally
did.
Totally do that. I got a list of places.
Run it down.
All right. Where am I going to start with? All right, I'm going to open up my folder because I got a couple of things.
Oh, hell.
Oh, God. Oh, God. She's prepared. Now, I will tell you one right off the top of my head. For mesh clothing, do not go to Yasum, whatever the fuck house.
Oh, no. Yasum. Yasum's big no-no. Big no-no.
Big, huge no-no. Every time I go there, my avatar is curvy. I try on their curvy shit, and it just does not fit me. Their definition of curvy, like, they need to eat a fucking cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't go to Yasum. It's horrible.
Beautiful Dirty Rich, I don't buy anything from them.
They're on my list. But
if I get anything from them, it's from a hunt, because I'm not paying you Linden. Your shit is disgusting, usually. Every once in a while, you have something that I can kind of pull stuff off of and make an outfit out of. Otherwise, your clothes are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terrible is an understatement with Beautiful Dirty Rich. I love the name of the clothing line. What I don't like is the clothing line.
Yeah.
I saw, and this is the thing, I don't know what they do to their ads, because you look at the ads and you're like, that's nice. I think I want to buy
it. It looks so cute, doesn't it?
And then when you put it on, you're like, what the fuck is this?
What? That fucking false advertising pisses me the fuck off.
Worst false advertising. I bought this. It was a cute, you know, the little tops that just supposed to, like, just lay over the boobs?
Yes.
So I figured it was cute because, you know, my avatar has, like, my real boobs. It's just nice and little cute, perky. This is going to be cute. No. Boobs poking through. And it wasn't the same color. It was, like, gold lame on one half and rainbow striped on the other. I was like, what the fuck is this? I kept asking people. I said, maybe it's my viewer. Maybe it's me. No. Who is buying their stuff?
I don't know, but you need to stop it, because that's encouraging them to continue making horrible clothing.
Really, we said it last week, we'll say it again, they really need a feature where not just to review, but you can just say, this whole outfit is false. I need to be able to post a picture.
Yes.
This is what they said it was, and this is what I got. No.
You know what? That would help me out so much, because especially when you're shopping on the marketplace, I have found more episodes of false advertisement on the marketplace instead of in the actual stores.
Yes.
And I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know why it's happening like that, but I've had the worst fucking time. I'll look at stuff on the marketplace and be like, God, that girl's tits are weird. Oh, no, that's not what I'm like, but there's a really weird tits.
Yeah. All right, let me see. Krautuve, Krautuve. Yeah, the dress is really cute in the picture. Really cute in the picture. Not cute at all once you got it on. The mesh for the shoulders does not work. The dress likes to cut into not only my boobs, even I don't care. Krautuve. They had some really cute dresses. It's a mesh dress, but it cuts into my boobs. It cuts into my back. Like, the way the straps come down your back, it's straight up and down. It's not curved in any way, so it doesn't flex. Yeah, it was just not good. The hips, the bottom of the dress, the mesh dress, I don't know what she did with it, but it cuts into your legs no matter what you do. And the back of your legs stick out because the alpha was not completely brought down. Very annoying. I could probably go in and make my own alpha fit to work better. But
you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to.
You really shouldn't have to do that. Corey, you still there?
That is annoying.
I'm still here. I was just checking. Speaking of people making good clothing, I was checking mine to see if I sold any. So,
yeah. Oh, very nice, very nice.
Ow! I stuck to my chair, sorry. Anyway, so. Now we'll go there.
I didn't say anything.
I heard that. I, for one, I used to like Truth Hair before he started doing mesh. But once he got into mesh, I was super excited because I was like, okay, this is awesome because I love his textures. He's got really good textures. So I went and I bought some Truth Mesh Hair, and I tried the demo on, and it seemed okay, and I was like, well, it looks pretty good. I'll try it. So I bought a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Big dummy me. I should have only bought one, I know. But I bought a couple of them, and I started wearing them, and as I was walking around wearing his mesh hair, I noticed that you could see straight through my head. Like, when my AO moved my character a certain way, mm-hmm. you could see straight through her head. It was ridiculous.
Well, see, I don't wear, and I don't understand the alpha for the mesh hairs. I don't wear them. I actually have hair bases, and I don't use the hair bases from Truth. I have the ones from Analog Dog. I like them better.
Oh, no, I was wearing a hair base and the alpha, because if I didn't wear the alpha, my head would poke through.
Oh, that is strange. Oh, because your head's the wrong size for the hair then.
Apparently, but that shouldn't be a problem. You know what I'm saying? It should not be a problem that my head is the wrong shape for the freaking hair, because not all of us have pea-sized heads. What the hell?
This is true. This is true. And unfortunately, Truth has never had any size or resize scripts in his hair.
I know. Drives me crazy.
Yeah. So there's that. And
who else you got?
Who else? Oh, I know. I just said somebody. So...
No, we asked you. You said you had a list.
Oh, a list. Oh, my God.
You know, I have my standards. I kind of stay with certain people, so I don't generally end up getting got that way. But every now and again, somebody gets me.
Envious has really, 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 really not good clothes. And her and Alter Ego tend to copy each other. Copy each other out the ass. It's horrible.
Do they argue about who's the worst?
Yes. They're the ones who I'm at almost for certain there, who I saw fighting over Twitter, over who copied whose design.
Oh, my God.
And it don't matter because both of them are ugly.
Yes. I don't buy clothes from either one of
you. Both y'all shit suck.
True story. And that's exactly what I was thinking, because I would not buy clothes from either one of them. It is that bad. They're painted on textures. It looks like they made their textures literally in paint. It's not cute.
Mm-mm.
And I don't know why they insist on fighting over who stole who's idea. I'd be more fighting over, oh my God, please don't put my name with this.
Yeah, please take my name off that shit.
Yeah, because it's not cute.
And okay, somebody for skin. I know we've said this one before, but for God's sake, I have to say it again. Remember that store? I cannot think of the name right off. You know the one I'm talking about, Ginger. The one that you went to, you said you bought the shape and the skin, and it still looked funky.
Alvula?
Yes. God, do not go there for skin, because I'm going to tell you something. They are not made well. They do not fit any shapes except the ones that come with it, and even if you wear the fucking shape and the fucking skin, you still look like a freak.
Well, I'm actually wearing an Alvula skin, and I like it, but I had a friend of mine who makes shapes make my shape.
See,
worked out really, really
you
well.
You know what? You are tweaking. We're talking about if you just bought
exactly.
Yes. No.
I'm gonna tell y'all who I refuse to buy from, because they get me every time. I'm looking at their promo now on the marketplace. Noya has the most beautiful ads. You know, they're very simplistic. Y'all know how I like them. The whole black and white, they're reflective. You know, somebody's doing some crazy off the wall pose. Beautiful, right? Uh-huh. I get it. And it is never what I bought, ever. I have yet to get something from them that, you know, if I bought a shoe, that it's their same shoe, okay? If I buy a dress, it's never their same dress that I saw in the advertisement, or it's a piece of the dress. Like, I'll get, you know, like they have their, you know, they give away their stuff every week, and then it's like, if you buy this, you get so-and-so. They have lots of little promos. So I bought something that wasn't, whatever it was I bought wasn't right. The thing that they supposedly sent me was a gift, came with 50 other things in there, some crazy eyelashes thing, bat-shaped eyelashes with sparklies flying from them, I don't know.
Oh, no, who does that? No.
Noya. And I have never gotten anything from them that I actually wanted. And they went so far as they sent me something that I said, okay, well, this is kind of cute. It was like some hose that had stars or something, you know, on them.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, this is cute. But when I put them on, it broke not only my viewer, but everybody standing around me couldn't see anything for hours after. And I knew it was me, because when I took it, finally got it to come off because I couldn't take it off. When I put it back on, same thing happened again. I was like, what the fuck are you guys making that your shit just breaks everybody's viewer? And I just had viewer, too. And when I say everybody around me,
that couldn't break.
viewer two should not break. Maybe the other ones may be off, but I broke everybody else's viewer, people that had viewer two, Firestorm, whatever it was you had, it was not working as soon as I put those hose on. And when I finally got them off after keeping them on for 30 minutes, and I put them back on, bam, same thing happened again. I said, this damn pantyhose are crashing.
It was probably a bad texture.
I don't know what.
Something, because that's not good.
Well, I mean, if it was just pantyhose, it has to be the texture. It can't be anything else.
But it's bad.
I know. I don't know what the hell they did. Like, how the hell do you break pantyhose, really?
And, I mean, Noya, you have such a beautiful ad. You're taking such good pictures of your stuff, but I am just like, no.
Yeah, some people should not be allowed around Photoshop ever.
No.
Ever.
No, because they will fucking lie about their ads. Like, wow.
Yes.
Now, I have seen some really, 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 really bad shit out there, but I can kind of respect them in a way because their ads are also bad. Their ads are also equally bad.
Yeah, you know what you're getting. You thought it's bad, it's bad all the way around.
Like that, I can kind of appreciate from a distance because I sure as hell ain't getting close to that, but this whole false advertisement thing, that bugs me. I just can't deal with that.
Yeah, I'm going to share with our fellow chat roomians one of the Noya things I'm looking at. This is the first one that got me. This one right here. That outfit was the first thing I saw from Noya, and I was like, oh, my God, that is so cute for one of my characters. That just so looks like my character.
Let me see.
The one I said this morning was walking around in pajamas and socks for a month. I said, that would be cute with her ponytail.
Yeah, that does look cute.
And I says, oh, my God, I must have it. So I buy it off the marketplace. I stand and I wait. And it was not 99 lindens when I bought it the first time. Let me just tell you. It was around 399. I says, oh, I can swing that. And I get it. None of this was in the pack. None of it. So I contact the girl. Said, look here, girl. I don't know what the fuck this is you sent me or what you got up on the marketplace, but this is not what's in this pack. Oh, let me send you. So she sent to me. And what I got was the bottom half of the skirt.
What?
And I got the shoes. Get this. This one is really going to, you two are really going to love this as much as we love shoes. I cannot resize both of them, but only one of them.
So only one of them?
Only one. So I got one small foot.
What the hell?
And every time I resize, the one that can be resized, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So I contact the girl again. Look here, girl. This shit is not working. Let me send you again. Same thing. I said, fuck it. I'm not finding anything else from you. Then I stayed in the group, so they kept sending stuff out. Every time I get it, I kid you, it's always either it's one shoe, only one shoe in the pack, or it's a bracelet or earrings missing, or it's something crazy, the eyelashes, and they don't actually sit on the lash. They sit, like, up in your forehead or down in your cheek, or they're turned horizontal. I'm like, I understand that this is difficult, especially since we've been doing the shoes.
But if you can't do it that well, don't fucking
do it. Don't do it. That's exactly what I'm saying. I do not fuck with those shoes when I'm tired. I don't try to sit down and say, let me do these boxes. My biggest fear is somebody to come and tell me, I bought a pair of tennis shoes and it was sandals for a girl. I bought sneakers for a boy and it was sandals for a girl. I don't want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to like the stuff I made. I put a lot of time into it. So I don't understand this. And I can't say I don't know why this girl is making money. I tell you why is because people are still buying this off the marketplace. It's $99. It looks cute. Yep. If your graphics card sucks, you have no idea this is, you know, old school. Yeah. And she's got a bunch of reviews. I think these are all your friends in Second Life, honestly.
I hate that to get a hold of shit. And then it's like it's got great reviews. And then I pull it out and I'm like, who the hell would review this like this? Ew.
You know, the really bad thing about this whole thing is all these bad stores stay in business because people with, A, bad graphics cards buy them, B, their shit's so cheap that people just starting out buy them because they can't get anything else, and C, some people just have really bad fucking taste, and they're like, oh, that is so cute, and it's like bling, you know, and like the really bad prim skirt, or the worst yet, what I saw the other day, a system skirt.
Ooh, a system skirt?
That hurt my feelings.
Oh, yes.
What do you mean a system skirt?
Okay, you know the skirts that you can make in Second Life, not prim, but like the clothing layer.
Oh, my God, yes. Ooh.
Ones that make your ass look huge unless you make your ass as flat as it can be.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't do those.
No. I have a dress on my alt that has one of those, and yes, the ass looks
yes
redonkulous.
Yes, and I'm always pissed off when that happens, because when I look at a thing, it doesn't tell me that it's a system skirt. It doesn't tell me that at all. So I buy it. I'm like, God, this is cute. It happened to me the other day, actually. I bought this really cute dress. I'm like, fuck, that's awesome. It's so my style. Put it on, good system skirt, and it didn't look right without the system skirt either. So I'm like, well, shit, that's a waste of my money, right?
I hate that. Let me throw y'all another one into the mix. Who used to be one of my favorite places, but they have gone downhill. Speaking of system skirts, Gutter Pup.
I've not been there, I don't think.
Don't go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Gutter Pup? No, she used to be good, like, a few years ago.
She used to be the shit a few years ago. If you wanted stuff for your slave, your kajira, or just to be slutty because you were a Gutter Pup, you just went and she had everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I bought from her was I saw this cute little skirt, you know, and it had a ripped top. I was like, you know, I think I want to try out this new look. Same thing as Snow just said, it was a system skirt. And do you know, this bitch tried to tell me that it's always been that way. And I said, you need to look at my profile. I've been here before you even thought about coming to Second Life. This is not how it fucking look. Who you think you kidding?
That's awesome.
You're going to give me my 450 lindens for this one skirt back. Thank you. It's always been that way. No, it hasn't. And even your shit hasn't always been that way. And she still does it. And let me make y'all's eyes hurt. I'm going to share this in the room so y'all can take a peek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though thank you says Gutter Pup is awful. And she used to, I don't know what happened. Maybe she got tired. I feel like this. If you get tired of doing it, tell everybody you're going on a vacation.
Yeah. Be like, look, I need to go recharge.
Molly's like, this is over my head. Is fashion, fashion,
oh, that is not, oh my God, that is, oh, no, no.
Yeah, and her textures are super fucking outdated.
No, no. See,
even the skin and the hair on that avatar is outdated.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, Molly, if you want reference of how bad that is, let me see if my Google Plus.
You know, I could see Silkworm doing something like this, but doing something much better.
Okay, Silkworm, I'm not very fond of either. I'll be straight
really?
Up with you.
I haven't been to them yet.
I don't really like them, but I'll tell you, I like Secret Garden.
Severed Garden.
Severed Garden. That's it. Thank you.
Yes, I'm in an outfit from them right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Severed Garden. Severed Garden is cute. I also like Rude.
I like Rude.
Yeah, and there was one more that I can't recall right off the top of my head.
I'm going to share my Google Plus in the room, my front page, Molly, so you can get a good reference of what looks good and what doesn't look good. You got a good graphics card. You're a gamer, so you'll know when I share this with you. And go back and look at that other link I just gave you and be like, oh, my God. My eyes, the goggles, they do nothing.
Oh, no,
they do
nothing.
Okay, see, now that, and even my pictures are starting to look a little dated, and they're only a few months old, so you have to kind of stay up with the stuff. But those are my favorite shoes. And the toenails change colors, too, so my toenails are that metallic blue that you see on the heel. Oh, work.
Nice.
Work. Those are my favorite shoes. I don't know who made those. At first, I thought they were Noya, but they were not. Noya Wishes.
I'm not a fan of the reflective colors. I don't know.
Well, it depends on, okay, it depends on the actual texture that they're using. There are some that just look ridiculous. I mean, they try to put a shine on it, and, well, let's say I'm talking about, like, a latex catsuit or something.
Yeah. You gotta have an eye for that.
You do, and I actually have one on one of my characters, and I think No Thank You told me about this one. It was actually... It looked really, 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 really good. I was so, at first I was like, I don't know, because the only latex I've seen has been bad. But it actually, the texture was good, the fit was good. It's a badass. I feel like a badass in it, I gotta say.
Mom says my boobs are blinding her. Do not look directly into the boobs. Those are not even big boobs.
No.
Those are not even big boobs. Have you seen Snow and Ginger's boobs in game? Not just for real. These are our characters that are modeled after ourselves. They are totin'. Those are like
I got some big boobies. Yeah.
Yeah, those are my small ones that you know that they like my real life ones. So yeah, they got huge, ginormous. Oh my God, don't put your eye out.
They are not that big. What the hell? They match my body type. What can I say?
You have on physics and stuff, and stuff just be.
I do not have physics on. That would look ridiculous.
Sometimes I wear physics, but
you can wear physics with the big boobs. You just have to keep it really low, so it's just a little bit of a hint of a jiggle.
I saw this one girl. She had tiny petite tits, and when she was still, they were the cutest things ever. But every time she moved just a little bit, it was like just
jello.
Yes, it was like, it wasn't even jello. It wasn't even firm enough to be jello. It was like pudding. It was just like,
oh, wow. Not even firm enough to be jello. Wow.
Oh, my God. It was just like pudding. It was just disgusting.
See, I have physics on, and it's just a little bit of a jiggle. So my second life husband, he says, ooh, I like that. Just so when I turn around real hard or I do something, you know how my avatar has the assassin AO. When I do that flip thing and when she lands down, they give just a little jiggle when she pops back up, like, yeah, what?
I don't do the physics. It just makes me giggle. I can't. It's like Primcox to me. I can't see it because I will get so distracted. I will crack
the That's because you're seeing people with them too high. You haven't even noticed that I have them on. That's how low I keep mine. You really have to catch me right at the moment when I turn. Just like in real life, if I turned a little too hard, then you'd see a jiggle.
I got the jiggle going on when I just walk. They're just
Yes, but I'm talking about for game purposes, slight. It needs to be set at 1, 2. Some people have this set at 9 and 10. Their ass is dropping it like it's hot.
Their ass is dropping it like it's hot, and they're still upright.
No, what the hell? No.
Their ass is like down around their ankles, and they're still standing up straight. Like, what the
Seriously,
fuck?
If the wind in a skybox can affect your physics, turn it
oh
down.
Oh, my God, yes.
Turn that bitch down.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so back to our horrible fashion. So, yeah, we all are in agreement. Gutter Pup is horrible. This hair is from, what is this, 2005?
I don't know what hair. I don't even know.
I've been thinking about talking about it.
And somebody, and then she has the nerve to have no copy, no modify, and no, who would want to transfer this?
You know what? I just want to delete that shit.
Okay. For hair, red mint. Do not shop there.
What? Hold on, Gladys is humping your leg.
Gladys, get off my leg. I know I put me in your face earlier. All right, get off me.
Ooh, I don't know what's going on between you and Gladys. You talking shit and she's talking back.
She is not happy.
Get off me, Gladys.
All right, that's better. What were you saying?
All right, for hair, red mint. I hate red mint with a passion.
Really? Are they on the marketplace? Let me see.
I'll tell you one I don't like. But y'all probably will like it, but I don't. I do not like Magicka.
It's every once in a while I like something of theirs. I think I have maybe a handful of hers.
You know what? I tend to stick with people that have proven that they're good over time. Like No Thank You said he goes to Redgrave. I love me some Redgrave. I don't go to them for skins anymore because they have a little trouble doing people of color. Like I said, remember I bought my Naomi skin and I look like Tyra instead? It's like you got confused. Not that I mind looking like Tyra either, but if I want to look like Naomi, then I want to look like Naomi. And you're a little expensive. But I do tend to go there. They have some cute clothes. And I don't know. Y'all are just now saying y'all like Truth. No, I'm sorry. It was not Truth.
I like
cake.
Textures.
It was
oh,
cake.
God. No. Oh, hell no. I had an ex buy me cake hair. That shit has burned. It's gone.
Cake? Oh, no. I used to like Cake back in the day.
Yes,
again,
I know. We
they need to
there.
Update their shit.
You remember? We went there when you and I were Dom and Slave. That's when we went shopping that day.
Yes.
And I ended up not wearing that hair that we bought.
It was bad. I mean, when you see it in the picture, you're like, ooh, that is cute. And then you buy it, you're like, what the fuck?
I was looking like what's her name? Cruella DeVille with a blonde,
yes.
With a white streak in the front. And I was like, this is not in the picture. This is not in the picture that you have up on your thing. Cake is horrible. And people were like, oh, you need to go to Cake. And this other chick that went out of business used to get a lot of hair from her. She's the one, let me take Snow way back. They used to make those really long hair that always had it was red, that fire engine red, that it had a white tip on the end. Or it had a tuft in the top.
Oh, God. Okay, no, I know exactly what you're talking about. She had a big-ass store. It was a black store.
Yes.
God, what the hell was the name of that store? Store.
And I stand corrected. She is not out of business, but she should be, damn it.
Kitty,
she still sells it.
It was Kitty
here.
Something Kitty?
I don't know. But I have bought a whole bunch of that hair, and, now here's, who is, there's one girl that still sells her hair, and it's still prim hair, but it's really pretty. People still buy it, even though it doesn't move. It has no flexibility whatsoever. I bought a bunch of hair from her. Matter of fact, Ginger, I was telling you to go there. They're the ones that have the stores in the really ritzy city that looks like Paris. There's nobody hardly ever there, but you know everybody goes there because everybody has hair.
I'm trying to remember who you're talking about.
She had the little puffs. It was really cute. I said, those would look so cute on you. I think I have a picture of you wearing one of the hairs from there, too, like your first or second week in Second Life when you got your good skin. After I showed you your skin wasn't supposed to look like that. Like when I showed you your skin wasn't supposed to look like that, you got a new one.
Yeah.
Oh, did you break her out of the bad one?
I did. You know what I did? Her and a friend of hers, this was their first couple days in Second Life, and we were taking pictures. So then I started taking pictures of them to show them, this is what you look like, and this is what you're supposed to look like. And Ginger was like, what? Oh, hell no. She went shopping the next day. She showed up, and she was all bling-bling and all tanned. And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
No, but it wasn't the bad bling. She went and got herself fixed up. She didn't need my help. She didn't need our help. That's why I say you don't always need our help to come in a Second Life. If you just go roam around, once I show you what you look like, you know, then it's
god-awful hair. What the fuck?
Yeah, then...
did you actually find it?
No, I was looking at Red Mint. That's god-awful.
I can't find it. Somebody link me.
I just linked it in the chat.
It's in the chat room.
Oh, God. Are my eyes gonna bleed? See, that looks like that hair.
It's not cute. It's not cute. And she's got others down the bottom. And there's a reason why she does the whole creative photos like that, because you do not actually want to see what that hair looks like. It's like prim. It's bad.
That's very old. That's...
Yeah, that's super dated.
That's her new releases and whatnot.
That's her new releases?
Yeah.
She needs to be selling these for 10 Linden.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out the name of that fucking store. I remember it exactly. Because she has the fucking wild hair files. And
it was like it was a tuft of hair in the front. It had white tips, and you could get all different colors. It like come in six in a pack, so you had the black with the white tip, and you had the red with the white tip.
Yeah, and back when I used to play Aniko, I used to rock the shit out of some of that hair.
I used it for purposes because, you know, how the dolls like the slaves with the long hair, and I always wanted my hair pinned up. So when I was role-playing, that was with my way. You remember, you know how hardcore I go. I had to role-play the whole thing. I'd have them taking the hair down and flipping it, all this stuff. So that's what it was for, but I never left it down because I hated that fucking white tips on the end. But I still see some people roaming around with that hair is what scares me.
Yes, I know.
And
now, the thing is, I role-play the same thing, too, and on one of my other characters, fuck, do I even have that character more? I don't remember. I've got too many. But I didn't think I had this one anymore. But anyway, I had like stages of hair. You know, like she had her head shaved one time, and I'm hardcore with it. You shave my head, I'm gonna be bald for a little bit, and then I'm gonna have really, 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 really short hair, and then it's gradually gonna get longer. I'm not gonna go from like bald to long ass hair, you know, the next day or anything. So yeah, I do the same thing, but I always did that with like Truth hair because I was so addicted to Truth. And I still like their older stuff, but their mesh hair pisses me the fuck off.
You tell them so.
There's only, I think, one mesh hair that I like from Truth so far. And
Let me give people a quick update that kind of has to do with the show, but not just so you know. Remember how you're on Facebook and they have a little chat and you can chat with your friends?
Yeah.
Google Plus just enabled theirs.
Ooh.
Hot. I don't see anybody online to chat with, but... y'all should be following us on Google Plus because that's where we're going.
Yeah.
Keep up.
Yeah, Facebook is kind of getting on my damn nerves now.
Yes.
Oh, we're leaving Facebook because, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like what y'all got going on in Facebook. Anyway, now, I got to say, as much as I say I like Analog Dog, you can't get everything from the Analog Dog. Oh, my God.
I got to tell you, y'all are going to hate me. I don't like that store.
I know
they
you don't.
They're supposed to have mesh coming out, mesh hair, in the next week.
I just don't like, Analog Dog. I used to love them, but they have not done a very good job of keeping up with the time.
No, they've not.
They haven't, so...
The red hair, I like some of their hair. At least I like how the style is supposed to look. I don't like how it goes together.
I don't like the whole thing what they started with the shoulder, because that just don't look right.
No.
You know, and they'd have you say you have the hair over your shoulder, and it was actually an attachment at your shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was not liking that because it never...
Yeah, when you moved your head, the attachment stayed put, yeah.
But, yes, and then if people could see you have something attached, I was like, this is just a total break in realism. I can't role-play with this on my head. Like, on my shoulder, or rather.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of, like, a dead chinchilla or something on your... On your dead animal draped over your shoulder. Yeah.
Not right! Not right!
Well, it totally did, man.
It's not right. Are they even on the marketplace yet? Because that seems like the girl. Oh, yes, she is.
Who?
See, Analog Dog, because for a while she wasn't on the marketplace. I'll tell you what she has done well that I've not seen anybody else do well, the braided ponytail thing with Analog Dog. Very good job. The one that hangs down the back, I think it's so nice.
Electra has one that is gorgeous. And it's
yeah,
nice.
But see, the thing is, I want one that kind of drapes over my shoulder, but I want it to where it's. I want a mesh one that does that. And the only place I know that has one like that is Wasabi Pills.
You mean a longer version of this? Is that what you're talking about?
Let me see. Hold on. But the only problem with that is the only one I see that I like, she hasn't updated into her newer style where it isn't like a foot off of your body or some shit. Yeah, a longer version of that. Truth has one. But again, it's like the thing that it attaches to your shoulder and then the other part attaches to your head, and it's just really awkward.
Oh, you know what? I stand corrected. This is not Analog Dog. This is some girl selling outfits, which are not...
Oh, I have that hair, actually. I like it. I don't like her or her his red texture. I don't.
Who?
I like the texture of the hair. Let me rephrase this. I don't like the color of the red that he's using.
Are you talking about Truth?
No, Analog Dog.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a big fan of their red either.
Well, they've upgraded it so they have darker, more natural colors. It's not so brassy looking. But
well, they have to.
Yeah, it's still not quite the color that I want. The color from like the Truth hair.
Yeah,
I do. And I like the
Truth has really good colors and really good textures. It really does.
We're gonna pull Molly in eventually. She's like, ooh, I like that.
I know, but Molly. Poor Molly. Molly wants to play, but her connection is horrible, so she can't.
Oh,
you want
yeah.
me to troubleshoot that for you, Molly?
Okay. I'll troubleshoot that for you, baby.
I will help you. I will troubleshoot that for you. You will be playing, then we will lose you, just like we lost Ginger.
Yeah, Ginger is like off in her own little world. Just like me, I'm off in my own little world, too, but...
Yes, y'all yeah. bitches. Both you bitches.
I am currently standing inside with Sobby looking at this new hair.
But you know what we need? We need a player that you can play that plays when you walk around. So you can play GGR. You can walk around. People can hear you talking. That's what I need to find me on the marketplace.
Oh, you don't
have something like that, actually.
You have something like that? But you can put our podcast in. It can broadcast as you walk.
Yeah, I totally think they do. Honestly,
mm-hmm. we need
because if they've got walkers that do that, well, you know, play music while you're dancing, and there are other things that play media. I don't see why not.
We need to find that. Air week all week.
No, girl. Mm-mm.
I said air week all week. You heard me. No.
No.
Now let me show y'all some old school real quick.
Old school, wiki wiki. Okay, go ahead.
That I don't like. I never liked. Look at that. Outfit? Yeah, okay. Hair? Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Hold on. Oh, God. No. It looks like...
That Beyonce hair that I got from the Mermaid Diaries girl store. Remember she had the Beyonce hair?
Yeah.
It didn't move, and it was a whole bunch of curls. It was pretty so long as you move.
But this looks like I'm going to give you a heads up. That whole sweater piece right there is a bitch to fit.
Yeah, it is. It looks like she's a, this is going to sound horrible. It looks like she's a homeless lady who just got her hair matted in something nasty and put it off the side.
You know what? You
are right. I don't mind the outfit.
Are you saying I'm wrong?
I'll go refrain.
Are you saying I'm wrong? Because let me tell you.
Why does she have no ass?
Because some people think that is fashionable.
No, I'm sorry. Super skinny models, not fashionable in real life. It's not fashionable in Second Life either.
no.
What is with these people? You know what? I'm going to – here's the thing. You people out there, because we know, according to Ms. Ginger, we have a few people. Did you tell Snow that you had – oh, we got to go in a few minutes. Y'all going to have to wait to hear this another time. We down to 15 seconds.
Damn. Okay. So that's the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the show. And then tune in on Thursday to hear our normal show. And that's it. Say good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, ladies.
Kick it.
Just say no to bad textures.